T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
First, Nassau County, now there is a push in Manhattan to ban transgender girls from public school sports. Let's get the story from our Glenn Shuck.
And it's here in Manhattan. In fact, it's the largest school district in Manhattan. That would be District 2. This panel of voting last night, Susan, to support a measure that could one day, we want to stress could, ban transgender girls and athletes from taking part in sports. Now, in this room, though, full of emotion, and there's not many people there in support of this potential ban. We heard from Eddie Daniels, who's a transgender history teacher.
These pressures historically serve to facilitate the reproduction of a white and wealthy ruling class, well represented in this room.
If you could wrap it up, finish it up.
Apparent Linda Quarles seems pretty neutral on all of this, just wants the process to play out.
As a parent of female athletes, I am aware, as I know we all are, that there is actually not a widespread consensus, either nationally or globally, on the benefit or harm.
The vote, by the way, by District 2 to pass this resolution is non-binding. And in fact, on the record, school's Chancellor Banks has said repeatedly, especially in recent days, that in no way would he support this ban. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Midtown.
Yesterday, we told you that the man fatally shot by police for firing a gun at people in East Flatbush on Monday was fleeing two others who had just tried to mug him. Well, now one of the alleged muggers is charged with attempted murder in a separate case. 19-year-old Jeremiah Adams is accused of shooting at an 18-year-old earlier this month. He has been ordered held on $75,000 bail. Five suspects now charged, more still being sought in that wild shootout in Mount Vernon that left two people dead, Mount Vernon's mayor, Sean Patterson Howard.
It is still an ongoing investigation. We are still pursuing other suspects, but in less than 24 hours and working with our law enforcement partners, we've been able to start to bring some more light to this situation.
With the help from the FBI's Safe Streets Task Force, which is also working the case, the whole thing apparently started over a botched robbery at a warehouse at 137 South Fifth Avenue, where workers were illegally selling a large amount of both weed and nicotine products to two people. As they carried the stuff to a car, as many as 15 others jumped out of a van, and that's when the bullets started to fly. The trial date now set for October 8th for Daniel Penny. He is the former Marine charged in the chokehold death of Michael Jackson impersonator Jordan Neely last year on a subway train. Penny is charged with second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. He says he acted in self-defense when Neely was acting erratically and was taunting people on that train. Partial power now restored at the Stapleton houses on Staten Island, where tenants have been waiting to get the lights back on since Tuesday afternoon, and the heat and hot water, too.
It's really dark right now, and I'm cold, and my nose is, like, just getting stuffy right now. And I'm not really feeling good.
Yeah, 8-year-old Senia Pearson, who spoke to ABC 7, NYCHA says electricians worked throughout the night. They've also deployed mobile generators and had MTA buses on site that folks can use to warm up. The city says there are about 2,400 chronically delinquent water customers in the boroughs who owe $102 million in unpaid bills. And that has prompted this warning from Mayor Adams.
When you don't pay your bill, low-income New Yorkers have to pick up the tab. That is why we don't want to increase water rates in this city. We want to keep it affordable. A penny a gallon. You can pay a penny a gallon. Pay your bill. If not, we will shut off your water.
In fact, those water shutoff notices will be going out over the next 15 days. The mayor made the announcement outside Hotel Hayden on West 28th Street, which is nearly $400,000 in arrears. A charter bus company that was sued by the mayor for transporting thousands of asylum seekers to New York City has now agreed to stop doing that while the case is pending. The mayor praised Roadrunner Charters for making that decision. In response, attorney Robert Hantman tells 1010 Winds.
We applaud the fact that he does appreciate we're trying to do whatever we can for the common good. But at the same time, we believe we should not have even been a party to the lawsuit. But he's got a tough job. We're sympathetic.
Roadrunner is just one of 17 bus companies being sued by the city. The lawsuit rests on a provision of state law that bars knowingly transferring a needy person from out of state into this state for the purpose of making them a public charge. It specifically accuses the companies of acting in a bad faith scheme because they reportedly earn $1,650 per person, which is way higher than a standard one-way bus ticket. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand announcing legislation that would expand Social Security benefits for seniors.
The Social Security program is an essential lifeline for many families. But even with Social Security income, many older adults still can't afford basic necessities. And far too often, we have older adults facing homelessness, food insecurity, or financial ruin.
Her Boosting Benefits and COLAs for Seniors Act would change the formula for the cost of living adjustments calculation. It is currently based on the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. Her plan changes that to base it on the Consumer Price Index for the elderly. Meantime, the Republican Study Committee, which includes nearly 80% of all House Republicans, wants to raise the retirement age. That's part of their budget proposal released yesterday. They didn't give an exact age, but they said the move would be to account for a longer life expectancy in this country. They're also looking to phase out auxiliary benefits for high-income earners. Wagner College hoping yesterday's win in the NCAA tournament is just the start of a Cinderella run.
It's an example of just how promising of a sports school overall Wagner has become, says soccer player Kayla Clausen.
I think over the past couple of years, Wagner has really been stepping it up in the sports category. So I'm really excited to see Wagner, especially with only like 7 healthy players, really stepping it up on the basketball court.
Yeah, you heard right. And they call them the Magnificent 7. And that'll be all they have once again for their next game Thursday. Looking to make big-time history as a 16 seed facing a 1 seed, North Carolina. Their success thus far isn't surprising to grad student Yuri Gondois, who knows some of the players.
Well, it just shows that what kind of guys we have in the team and what they're willing to sacrifice to go to the next stages.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Wagner College.
1010 Wins Sports, opening day here at home is a week from today, and going by what he did last night, a certain Yankee looks more than ready.
Yeah, Susan, talking about their cleanup hitter slotted behind Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, who was back in the lineup after missing more than a week, and himself had an RBI double.
And that's a drive to left center field again, and gone. Giancarlo Stanton, 3 for 3. With 3 home runs and 7 RBIs.
John Flaherty on the call for yes, and Stanton would drive in an 8th run with a sacrifice fly his next time up. Meantime, at Mets camp, Jose Buto sent down to the minor leagues, meaning Tyler McGill has the final spot in the Amazon starting rotation. He'll pitch the 3rd game of the season after Jose Quintana and Luis Severino. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Well, this should make you feel better. Chips Ahoy out with a new cookie. About which they say...
The chips are impeccable.
In fact, they say they've got a new recipe that includes improved chocolate chips that have higher amounts of cocoa and Madagascar vanilla extract. Company Senior Director Sabrina Ceron telling CNN after being around for 60 years, they didn't undertake this lightly, but they know that folks have more choices than ever, and taste, she says, is king when it comes to sweet snacks. And so, like their commercial says,
Chips Ahoy is here for it.
Yeah, the new improved cookies are available in select stores this week and nationwide beginning in April. The American Kennel Club has released its annual rankings, and French Bulldogs are still America's most popular dog breed for the 2nd year in a row.
Frenchies, as they're affectionately called, took over Labradors as the most popular dog back in 2022 and have been going strong ever since. So, why do people love them? They're small and they don't bark much, which makes them perfect apartment dogs. As for the rest of the list, Labs, Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, and Poodles round out the top five.
That's correspondent Jen Clark. Aside from being the dog breed that gets stolen the most, French bulldogs have been controversial because they're prone to all sorts of health problems. PetMD says that includes brachycephalic obstructive airway syndrome, heat stroke, skin infections, ear infections, allergies, a higher risk when under anesthesia, and often the need for a C-section when giving birth.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.